Good morning and welcome to the FirstGroup pre-close trading update call. Today I'm pleased to present Geoff Carr, Group Finance Director of FirstGroup. For this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. I now hand you over to Geoff Carr.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our pre-close trading update. As we've now completed the first half of the financial year, trading has continued to develop in line with expectations. Specifically, we remain on track to deliver moderate earnings growth for the full year. Also, I'm pleased to report that we continue to make excellent progress on cash generation, and we remain confident of achieving the group target leverage position of 2.5 times net debt to EBITDA by the end of this financial year. This will be significant progress from the 3 times reported at the end of March 2010 and demonstrates the highly cash generative nature of our business. I'll now give a quick update on each of the 5 business divisions, and then we'll move into a question and answer session. Our UK bus business has continued to perform steadily during the period, and if you recall, in quarter one, like-for-like passenger revenue growth was a modest 0.9%. During the second quarter, we saw this growth advance a little to 1.6%. Overall, however, the trading environment does remain challenging, and while it's probably a little too early to see the improvement as a trend, we are encouraged by the underlying margin improvement and the positive revenue momentum. In UK Rail, we have seen improving trends across our operating companies and indeed across the fare bands, with some encouraging signs of improving first-class ticket sales. In the second quarter, like-for-like revenues grew by just over 5% versus last year, up from 3.7% in the first quarter. Good progress was made at First Great Western and First ScotRail. And TransPennine Express, we saw particularly strong growth, up from 4% last quarter to over 7% in the current quarter. We continuously strive to improve our customer service levels, and it's pleasing that we saw a significant improvement in performance at First Capital Connect during the year. Average punctuality levels over the period reached just under 92%. On the 1st of June, we announced the sale of GB Rail Freight to Eurotunnel for a gross consideration of £31 million. And consistent with our stated policy, the proceeds of the sale will be applied to accelerating the group's deleveraging plans. Like most businesses, we await the outcome of the UK government's comprehensive spending review in October, and along with our peers, we've been active in providing feedback and ideas on improving value for money both in rail and in the bus industry. In North America, our student business continues to perform in line with expectations, and as we've previously discussed, school boards continue to face budgetary pressures. However, as the market leader in student transportation, we continue to innovate and work with the school boards to maintain excellent service levels while sharing operational efficiencies to help overcome these budgetary constraints. During August and September, we just completed a successful start-up of the new school year, which this year included 6 new conversion contracts, which represented in total $24 million of new revenue. While conversions remain hard work, this has been our most successful year for conversions, and we're continuing to see an increase in the levels of interest in this area. Our transit business continues to show good growth, with revenues increasing in the period by 4.5%. Transit operates over 300 contracts throughout the USA and Canada, and these include a wide variety of businesses, including public transit contracts serving commuters in and around LA and San Diego, large paratransit contracts serving disabled communities in Houston and northern New Jersey, managing and operating the North Carolina State University Shuttle Service, and in New York City, operating a transportation call center, which plans the movements of over 25,000 paratransit customers daily. At Greyhound, we continue to make operating efficiency improvements and expect to see good progress in the year on operating margins. During the period, for example, we launched Greyhound.com. Although traditionally a cash business, internet sales are becoming an increasingly important distribution channel and now account for over 25% of all ticket sales, helping to improve access and reduce the overall cost of sale to Greyhound. While like-for-like passenger revenues were up 1.6% in the period, a challenging economic environment and lower consumer confidence contributed to a slowing of growth in the second quarter. In summary, we've made good progress in the period on cash generation. I'm pleased that this focus means that we'll be able not only to increase our capital expenditure in the year, support our dividend growth policy, but but also to deliver on debt reduction. And as I've said, I'm confident in achieving the target ratio of 2.5 times net debt to EBITDA by March 2011. Trading for the first half of the year remains in line with expectations, and as previously reported for the full year, we expect moderate earnings growth. So thank you. Now I'll hand back and take any questions.
Thank you very much. Participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. You will enter a queue, and after you are announced, you may ask your question. If you find your question has been answered before it is your turn to speak, you may press 02 on your telephone keypad to cancel. So that's 01 to ask a question or 02 to cancel. And our first question comes from Paul Hickman of Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Morning, Jeff. I just wondered if you could comment more about bus margins. You talked about their improvement. I think in the statement you said they would be robust. Is the upturn in margins greater than what you would have expected?
No, UK bus is pretty much in line with, you know, the guidance that we've given. The margins are developing the way we expected them. The reason for the margin improvement is twofold. It's partly improved operating efficiencies. You know, we continue to monitor mileage, and this year mileage will be down slightly versus last year as a result of looking to protect the revenue per mile. Also, we get the benefit of a lower fuel cost this year versus last year. But pretty much margins will be where we expect margins where they were expected in the beginning of the year, and you know, but we're pleased the bus though is continuing to operate very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next question comes from Jamie Rowbotham of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Morning all, morning Jeff. Three quick questions, if I may. Firstly, in school bus, the Q1, you talked about maintaining the industry-leading margins there, and at Q2, you talk about protecting the operating margin. I just wondered if you could provide an update on how well that's going, having just heard about UK margins. Secondly, in terms of the cash generation and the confidence there, can you just give a bit of colour as to what's driving the confidence there, in addition to obviously the GB Rail Freight disposal,
yep.
What work you've done around, say, working capital, and whether any other assets have been identified as non-core with a view to, you know, further disposals like GB Rail Freight. Thirdly and finally, just on rail, I wondered, having read the statement, how much further scope there is to lower that addressable cost base in UK Rail. Thanks.
Well, in terms of the student business and school bus in North America, there's really been no change. I mean, the contents of this statement are saying the business continues in line with as we previously described it. And what we talked about margins previously had been, you know, we expect margins to be down slightly this year versus last year. That's a result, really, of pricing pressure. You know, we've had significant pressure in the bidding season. There's been a lot of competitive bidding, and that pricing pressure, to some degree, we'll offset by operating efficiencies, but not completely. So, in the past, we've talked about a few basis points of margin reduction in Yellow School Bus, but still a robust performance. In terms of cash generation, you know, it's a very pleasing picture. I think, you know, this is a highly cash generative business. We've put a lot of focus on all of the lines in terms of the cash flow, including everything from tax and interest, but also, obviously, we've talked about working capital. We are seeing the benefits of that work coming through now. We've been going through projects in both North America and the UK, looking at our terms and making sure that they're in line with industry best practice, supplier by supplier, looking at our receivables process, improving invoice accuracy, because clearly each time you put out an inaccurate invoice, it leads to a delay in payment, and just really just focusing management and making sure everybody's aligned to the importance of working capital. And those are the key areas. In terms of asset sales, no, this GB Rail Freight, you know, was identified as non-core. It was sold, but we'll continue to look at other assets, but, you know, the board will address that on individual basis. The guidance that we've given in terms of the 2.5 times and achieving that doesn't include any more requirements for any more asset sales. That's going to be driven from GB the rail freight and the success of the internal working capital, working cash, operating cash generation. So that's really an organic performance. And in terms of rail, I mean, there's, you know, I believe in all businesses, there's always operating efficiencies that we can strive for as management. And we've done an excellent job. The team has done an excellent job of improving efficiency within our rail businesses, both in terms of direct operating costs and overheads. And that's helped the good performance that we've seen in rail over the last few years and will help in this year. I think that's a continuous process, and I wouldn't ever want to say that we've come to the end of that process.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Our next question comes from Tigan Wright of Sky News. Please go ahead.
Hi there, Jeff. How are you? On UK bus, you talk about reducing mileage to match demand, and you said already in this conversation that mileage is down slightly this year versus last year. What percentage terms are we talking about this year? What percentage terms do you anticipate for the period to come? And do you fear that might result in a degradation of service for passengers?
No, it's very much... been very much marginal in terms of the mileage reductions. We're talking about something like up to 5%, and we're very much focused on keeping good quality service, good quality product throughout our networks. And as I said, the mileage reductions are pretty marginal. It's typically just changing the frequency slightly. It's not really about route cancellation. So you may have extended frequency slightly from 5 or 6 minute intervals up to 7 or 8 minute intervals, but we've tried to keep and we have kept a good quality service throughout the network.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Mark Manduka of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Morning, Jeff. In terms of around the issues around school bus, clearly there are a lot of moving parts, and I just wanted to get some flavour around the confidence that you have with that flat year-on-year guidance that you're giving. So around the moving parts, obviously, to the discretionary business, can we get some colour in terms of the deterioration in that business and the recent trends there? And also in terms of how the new school bidding, or rather how the new school season has started, and this sort of the focus that you've had around protecting margin within that business. And a second question around Greyhound, in terms of the Q2 run rate that we saw, to what extent is that related to competitive pressures? Because obviously there have been other people in the market saying that, you know, they've been growing like Topsy, so for example. If we could just cover those two areas, please, Jeff.
Yeah, I think we've talked quite a lot about the school bus market recently. It's been a tough market. The bidding season has been competitive. We've seen, you know, bidding which has been a little irrational, where people have obviously been bidding to win market share.
Mm-hmm.
We've, as the market leader, we feel we have a responsibility to somewhat maintain discipline in that market and maintain some capital discipline. So we've walked away from a few contracts where the bidding's got well below cost of capital. We've seen some bidding which has been, you know, off spec in terms of what the school boards have required. So for example, bids have come in with new buses when the school boards haven't necessarily specified that. So we've been a little bit more selective, which means overall, it's been a tough bidding season. We've seen some pricing pressure, which has come through on the renewals that we've been successful with. The net impact of that is what we've said, is that we see revenues broadly in line with last year. They'll probably be a little bit down, but they'll be, as I said, broadly in line. You know, we're reasonably confident in terms of the both that and our margin projections. Clearly, the bidding season is complete. We've started up the new school year, and it's gone very well. We've had a good start up the new school year. We've had, you know, there's always one or two small glitches when you're starting up, you know, with taking 4 million kids to school each day. But all in all, it's been an excellent start up. So all in all, there's very little change. It's very much where we talked about it last quarter, and you know, because it's a contract-driven business, it's remained very resilient.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about EBITDA margins. I don't have the numbers in front of us, but last year they were down, you know, 0.3 percentage points. I think that's a good performance and does show the resilience of this business. In terms of Greyhound, you know, within Greyhound, obviously, you know, we could point to Bolt, which is where we've been growing. Bolt is up, you know, double-digit percentages in terms of growth. That's largely volume-related, where we've put in new buses. We've tried to give you an underlying growth number, which doesn't include volume, i.e. new bus expansions. I think if you do look at the competitive numbers that you're talking about and figure out if they include new volumes, I think on a like-for-like basis, which is the number we've quoted, you'll see that you know, things are pretty tough. I don't really think it's mostly a competitive issue. I do think it's a environmental issue in terms of the background, market background. The economy in the U.S. remains pretty vulnerable. Unemployment remains high, and the average Greyhound customer is obviously facing still tough times. All in all, I think Greyhound will deliver good numbers this year. We'll see good margin improvement, but the growth rate will be probably a little lower than we originally expected.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Caroline Mohi of Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Caroline from Macquarie. I just had a question regarding your UK bus business. Like, could you give us a bit more color regarding the demand recovery and what you expect for the second half, and also what's happening with the management changes within your UK bus business?
In terms of the UK bus business, the second half, we've seen similar trends now for several quarters, and I've described those trends as bumping along the bottom in terms of growth. So they've been around 1-2% for some time now. I think they'll continue at those levels through the second half of this year. I think clearly there's a few uncertainties in the UK market, not least based on the comprehensive spending review. And I think people are reasonably, you know, quite nervous about that and the impact of that. So I wouldn't expect, I'm not projecting revenues to grow significantly in UK bus, but I'm not expecting them to deteriorate further. I think they'll continue around that 1-2% sort of level. So they'll be pretty much steady in terms of where we've been over the last few months. In terms of management, you know, Nicola Shaw left the business, and Mary Grant is running UK Bus along with UK Rail at the moment. I mean, that's she's supported by a very strong team, and you know, I think that's, you know, that's pretty much where we're at with that.
Okay, thanks. And just another quick question: could you give us a bit of details regarding your labor costs across the businesses, and if you have done any recent wage deals or that kind of thing?
Sorry, could you just repeat that?
Sure. Would you be able to give us a bit more details regarding your labor costs across the businesses, or if you... Yeah, thanks.
Well, generally, you know, labor inflation has been fairly well managed. We talked about, on UK Bus, striking quite a lot of deals last year, which were, and this year, which are, you know, being very competitive, either zero in the first year and maybe 2-2.5% in the second year, or that order of magnitude. Obviously, in rail, it's a slightly different position, and you know, we continue to see, you know, labour costs in line really with CPI, and in similar in North America, you know, we see labour costs rising in line with CPI. What we're looking for, especially in North America, is improving our operating efficiency. And I think that's the best way to manage our cost base. And we do see across all of our businesses opportunities to improve our operating efficiency, both in terms of labor and in terms of other areas.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? A reminder again, you can press 01 on your telephones to ask a question or 02 to cancel. And I have a question now from Tim Barrett of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Jeff, hi. In your introductory comments, you talked very briefly about the industry lobbying government ahead of the comprehensive spending review. Can you give a bit more flavour on that in terms of how that's going and when you'd expect to hear any outcome?
Well, I think at this stage, it's probably... it's probably best to wait for the output on the 20th of October.
Mm.
I think clearly, you know, there's an all sort of speculation flying around, and you know, whether it's in relation to UK bus, BSOG, concessionary fares, or whether it's in relation to rail. As you said, we've been working very closely as a business and within the industry groups to put our points of view across and to make sure that, you know, we do help to generate value for money, and we do strive to generate value for money and offer better value for money. But at this stage, I think it's just best to wait to see what comes out of the review on the 20th. I think we're still close. It's not really worth speculating anymore at this point.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Andy Corker of Insight Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. It was just following on from that on the comprehensive spending review. As you said, not far away. But I was just interested, really, in your comments in the statement on the commitment to dividend growth in light of the uncertainty around BSOG and concessionary fares, etc. So I just wondered if you could maybe just shed a bit of light on the confidence in the dividend growth in the context of that uncertainty.
Well, clearly the spending review may have an impact in those areas, but I don't think they're material to the group earnings. I mean, the group generates around £800 million of EBITDA, and this year we'll be generating significant free cash flows. Now, I don't think the spending review is going to have a significant impact on that. Obviously, it'll have important impacts in certain areas, but we'll be able to counter those areas, I'm quite confident, by you know, adjusting our business and managing our business in the right way. So I don't see anything coming out of the spending reviews which would have any real impact on our ability to meet our cash targets and our ability to live up to and meet those dividend growth plans.
Okay, thanks.
Are there any further questions? It seems we have no further questions. I guess I'll pass back to Jeff Carr for closing comments.
Well, I'll just say thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we'll finish the call there. Thank you very much.
This concludes our call. Thank you for attending.